Thank you.
Okay, is Tim here? It's not Gigi, Jeff?
She mentioned an issue inside of the chair.
Get out of here, we warmed it up for you guys.
Happy to save you.
Thank you.
Let's see, Tim, that's a tough one.
Tim is at a conference in New York.
Is it with Angela Gordon by chance?
It is not with Angela Gordon, but Chi-Chi will be with Angela Gordon the first week of May at their annual meeting. So the first memo, this is just a follow-up to the Angela Gordon memo from a couple weeks ago regarding the personnel turnover. We did a review after they let go of their president, Larry Schloss, reviewing the personnel turnover pretty much over the last 3 to 4 months to say, you know, what's going on. We wanted to understand if there was an overarching theme related to this personnel turnover, especially because a lot of it was happening at the executive level. Several weeks ago when we brought the memo forward, we said we were still in a data gathering mode. We've completed that effort. The one outstanding thing several weeks ago was speaking to the real estate team. Adam Schwartz and Reed Lifman run the real estate portfolios that we're invested in. We spoke to both of them. They're comfortable with the turnover. They understand that it doesn't look good. The executive level stuff hasn't been a distraction to them, and they feel like they can run their portfolios as they were before the turnover. So no issue there. Not something we like to see, this amount of turnover, but we're not seeing anything that would indicate that our portfolios are in any sort of jeopardy. So no action to be taken on this memo, just information. Of course, pending any questions.
Debbie?
Yeah, I just generally, I have great concern when I see that many. We've lost 4 people from the top management of one of our investment managers.
Yep.
So I, you know, I'm not sure that the not putting them on watch, I mean, I don't know. We've had a lot of debate about the whole watch or no watch thing in the past, but I would hope that at least, at a minimum, the staff is going to spend more time being engaged with what goes on with this investment manager for a period of time to ensure that there is stability over this next year. Because when these people leave, and couple of them just left in March, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we're not going to really see the fallout of that for several months more. Whether other staff people leave. You know, what kind of turnover they have in their firm.
Absolutely, yeah. I'll be there in a few weeks. Mm-hmm. And when I meet with them, it will be easier to get the feel from meeting with them in person.
I think additionally, I'd like to hear from our investment consultants on this issue the next time they're here.
Sure. Yeah, we have a note in them into them to review it. But we do want to point out that of the people who have left, not everybody was directly related to Cesera Investments, though they were related to the firm. So Larry Schloss was the president of the firm, largely a marketing role, but he was on the investment committee for the Angela Gordon Energy Credit Fund.
Mm-hmm.
Some Bruce Martin and Tom Fuller were related to the Energy Credit Fund as well, but the key man provisions have been triggered. But we are engaged with them. We're
how much
them regularly.
How much has been committed in that energy fund? We just made our commitment to them last year, right?
Drawn 20% of the capital, so okay. About $15 million.
Okay.
And with that fund, remember that we're only paying fees on called capital,
right.
So we're not paying fees on the full 75.
So Chi-Chi, are you going back to the annual conference?
Yes.
So all of the people involved that you'd want to talk to are probably going to be around at that time, right?
Yes.
Okay. And you've got meetings scheduled. You're going to go kick the tires.
Okay.
So, any further questions, comments? Okay. Thanks on that one.